This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact. Creative Impact is a new WEMU feature you'll hear every Tuesday. The idea is to better expose you to all that goes on in making Washtenaw County a central hub for arts and humanities, and to give you a better idea of what it takes to make the creative industries such a central part of our quality of life. WEMU's partner in this effort is the Arts Alliance, and my co-host for Creative Impact is its president and CEO, Deb Pollock. And we want to kind of focus on what the breakdown is of all that fuels the creative sector in Washtenaw County. And I think a great place to start is something that probably everybody is aware of. Major events like the Ann Arbor Art Fairs and the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. These are things that bring a good number of folks to town and have a dramatic impact, don't they?
They do, absolutely. You know, you could say that those are our biggest events. The numbers are quite significant, and they also take a tremendous amount of resources to put together. So those events like the Summer Art Fair that take over Ann Arbor, or the big events that take place, you know, in Chelsea, and even something like the Chicken Broil in Manchester, you know, huge community events that people look forward to and bring people from all over the region are wonderful. We have coming up the Dexter Plain Air Festival, where people are coming in from all over the country as well as the world. So, you know, those are outstanding and really showcase our communities.
But I think very few people, we've just started to take these kinds of things for granted. It just sort of shows up every year. You are well aware of how much work actually goes into pulling off something like these events.
Many of them, especially the big festival events, they start as soon as they end. So it takes a lot of people hour. It takes a lot of resources of time and money and people to put all of those together. And the spillover, the ripple effect of that is significant. Of course, you know, as a community, we all get to participate in those events as well. And I think that it adds to our quality of life. It's part of the reason many people choose to live here, locate their businesses here, and raise their children here. We know from surveys that the Arts Alliance have done and surveys that others have done that that, in fact, is the case, that a community that is lively and has a lot to offer through these kinds of programs is one that people want to live in.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host for this regular Tuesday feature, Deb Pollock. Another aspect of what we have come to expect in this area is the performing arts, whether it's classical music, rock music. We have the Arc, we have Hill Auditorium, we have the Michigan Theater, just a wide variety of venues that support the performing arts, and that has a major impact as well, not only on the perception of who we are as a cultural hub, but on the economic side once again.
Yes, it's true. In 2016, we did a study that was commissioned by the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation that pointed towards 1.78 million people that attended events in Washtenaw County. A good significant number of those were at performing arts events. That was only, by the way, for nonprofit arts organizations. And that was throughout the county. So those were events in Chelsea, those were events in Ypsilanti, those were events in Ann Arbor. So that's filling Michigan Stadium more than 16 times. So that's pretty, that's a lot of people.
That's really impressive, isn't it?
And, you know, we often think that, you know, it's the football stadium that always is, you know, the biggest venue. And it is the biggest venue, but, you know, attracts the most people. So you multiply that out, and financially, that's a significant number of dollars that come into the community. And then, of course, what people spend when they're here, again, that ripple effect, you know, what impact that has on our hotels, the impact that it has on our restaurants are certainly there. And that's obvious. But you also have to think about what that means for jobs. Who's working at these venues? What does it mean for what we're spending at our local printer for the programs that we are creating, or the designers that are making the programs or designing those programs? So that ripple effect is in place. You know, it's this continuous cycle of the arts and the economy and that ripple effect in building a community that is worthwhile living in and working in, playing in, and participating in.
Do we see the same kind of ripple effect from the fine arts offered throughout our community?
Oh, sure, absolutely. We spend a lot of time talking about that ripple effect, but I think we also have to always pay attention to and remember that the arts exist for other reasons as well. As important as they are to that economic development and as drivers, it's also about how important the fine arts, the visual arts, and the design arts are to who we are as human beings. So I never, ever want us to lose that attention to that matter as well. So the fine arts in general, the craft arts, all of it is important to who and what we are as human beings.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Deb Pollack, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and my co-host for Creative Impact. And Deb, I think that when we talk about the creative industries, you think about a lot more businesses than perhaps someone like I do. You start to include all of those support businesses that you were talking about. You include architectural firms and those kinds of things. What contribution does that make to the overall health of arts and humanities in Washtenaw County?
Well, let's just think about it. First of all, you said architecture. So where would we all be living if we didn't have anyone to design the homes that we live in? Where would we all be working if we didn't have anyone to design the buildings in which we work? And then, of course, moves into the need to have people that are trained to be able to build those buildings and those homes. So, you know, the construction, the interior design, all of those aspects of building the world in which we live are all very important. So those design arts, the construction arts and like are very important to our world, right? Absolutely. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would. I would also say that some might wonder whether or not that by including things like architecture as part of the creative sector, just not trying to boost the numbers. And how do you respond to those who might have that question?
I would respond that in two ways. One, if anyone has ever taken an art appreciation course, they'll know that Gardner's book on art starts with architecture. So we're not making this up. It's not a new thing. It's been there forever. So that's one thing. And then if you look even at the University of Michigan and you look at the School of Art and Design, one of my very good friends, the former dean of the School of Art and Design, is actually an industrial designer. So, you know, this is not something that the field is making up. It's been part and parcel to it. And the School of Architecture is located right next door to the School of Art and Design. So the arts and the design industries have always been connected. That they were ever separated was more by the field doing that, because the nonprofit world kind of separated those when communities decided in the industrial age that they wanted to be cultured and latched on to the fine arts. So historically, the arts included craft and design and the fine arts. But we had, through separating disciplines, if you will, separated those over time, and it's excellent that we've brought them back together. So it's more a matter of the fact that this was an ancient reality rather than it was a modern reality.
As our time together winds down, Deb Pollack, I want to ask you one final question. I think probably as you drive down the road and you drive through the community, you're looking at different things than perhaps we are. You're viewing it through a different lens and a different prism. What would you ask of us as we're driving through the community to pay more attention to?
Well, I would ask you to look at what you look at every day, which is everything that is not nature is created by a human being. Every tool you pick up, everything that you use every day, everything that you wear, every car that you drive, everything you do is created by a human, and it has to use design, artistic properties. It all has to come from the imagination to start. And it not only imagination, of course, it has to use science and math and engineering as well as art and design to make something happen. So look through it, look a slightly different lens, because we wouldn't have any of that without art and design.
I think it's safe to say that it is truly creative impact.
Exactly.
Deb Pollack, thank you very much for your time today. Always appreciated, and I'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you.
Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and my co-host for Creative Impact. It's a new weekly feature you'll hear every Tuesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.